we're keeping it under the table. It ain't a fable. Why can't we hide in the way in your derby? We're having fun and we're keeping it flirty. Everybody might say that it's dirty, but don't you worry, because I rock a side pony. Baby, I'm just living my life because I rock a side pony. I rock a side pony. A side pony. Who doesn't love a side pony? Yeah. Baby, I'm just living my life because I rock a side pony.
Welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard The Great Pumpkin Waltz by the Vince Guaraldi Trio, and that was the theme from the Charlie Brown Halloween special, I think just called It's the Great Pumpkin or something like that. But just a little, can never go wrong with Vince Guaraldi to get you in the holiday mood for pretty much any holiday, but glad I found the Halloween appropriate one. We got a great set for you today. Loosely fall / Halloween themed. A couple songs, you know, fit the theme, but other than that, should be great set. We got music from Punch Brothers, Eva Cassidy, Allman Brothers, Tom Petty, and many more, so stick around. Up first is a Bob Dylan tune.
I will not go down under the ground, because somebody tells me that death's coming round. And I will not carry myself down to die. When I go to my grave, my head will be high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's been rumors of war and wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind. And some people thinking that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, they are learning to die. let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. And if this war comes and death's all around, let me die on this land before I die underground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's always been people that have to cause fear. They've been talking about a war now for many long years. I've read all thy statements and I've not said a word. But now, Lord God, let my poor voice be heard. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me drink from the waters where the mountain streams flood. Let the smell of wildflowers flow free through my blood. Let me sleep in your meadows with the green grassy leaves. Let me walk down the highway with my brother in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Go out in your country where the land meets the sun. See the craters and the canyons and where the waterfalls run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in this union seep deep down in your soul. And you'll die in your footsteps before you go.
Sure. farmer. You better cheat me right. I'll eat up all of your cotton, sleep in your grain rail tonight. Boy, you told the farmer you don't need no Ford machine. I'll eat up all of your cotton, can't buy no. Thank you.
but I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
pretend. Oh, I miss you all, when you laid me down into your beautiful garden. Flowers in the love of mine, is God playing evil tricks on me? Is God playing evil tricks on me?
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. To recap, first was Let Me Die in My Footsteps by Bob Dylan off of the Bootleg series. And I mentioned that one last week. One of the two songs that I used to scroll through and find in my mom's iTunes library back when she drove me home from the bus stop every day in high school and middle school. So that was one of the two that, I don't know, stuck out to me and I thought were kind of funny to be the only two Bob Dylan songs. But I think it's an incredible song, and that one's a outtake, I think, and I'm not sure if there's even a original version or if that's the only one that they released. But yeah, a great Bob Dylan tune, followed by 3x5 by John Mayer off of Room for Squares, his second album, which I've been listening to a lot this past week. But it has some of his classics. If you're not familiar, No Such Thing, Why Georgia, Your Body is a Wonderland. And yeah, that's a little later on the album, but a great John Mayer tune. Followed by Boll Weevil by the Punch Brothers off of Phosphorescent Blues. And that one I first heard from their Tiny Desk concert. I think that was the second song they played. After My Oh My, which is probably my favorite Punch Brothers song. And next was Autumn Leaves by Eva Cassidy, a really, really pretty acoustic version of that jazz standard. So that's a nice one to get you in the fall mood. Followed by Amy off of Ryan Adams' Heartbreaker, one of my favorite albums. I've played a number of songs from that in the past few weeks, and that one was shown to me by my aunt, and I'm forever grateful because it's an incredible, incredible album, and I highly recommend listening to the whole thing all the way through. And lastly was the Beatles classic Norwegian Wood off of Rubber Soul. One of the greatest albums of all time. I will probably always have the internal debate of what my personal favorite Beatles album is. And the large part of me loves Rubber Soul so much, but also Sgt. Pepper's and Help. And it's hard to choose, but I guess that's the kind of thing that keeps me up at night as a Beatles nerd. But yeah, definitely one of the highlight tracks from Rubber Soul. So yeah, we'll get right back into the music. As usual, we have a little bit of the Grateful Dead coming up right after the break. This time it's Candyman live from Dead Set. I'm actually not sure where it's from, either San Francisco or New York, because that's where Dead Set and Reckoning, where the recordings are from. But yeah, I feel like they tend to, the hits from American Beauty aren't played live as much, so I was a little surprised to see that on there when I first heard Dead Set, but it's a really, really incredible version, so I just had to throw it in. Definitely one of my favorites from Dead Set, so you'll hear that after the break, and up first is a quick PSA.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you. 'cause the king remains intact. Come on, boys and girls, roll those laughing bones. Seven come, 11 boys, I'll take your.
Yeah.
spaghetti man comes around again.
Maybe sometimes then you don't, but leave your mind alone.
I'll have to go now. I'll bury expected. But I'm singing like a bird barely now. The words hung above, but never would fall. Like a cry at the final breath that is drawn. Is a shrike to your shine in glorious thorn.
Yeah. the midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. To recap, again, first was Candyman live by the Grateful Dead from Dead Set, followed by Ain't Wasting Time No More, the opener to the Allman Brothers, Eat a Peach, one of the greatest albums of all time, without a doubt, in my mind at least. Followed by Mexico, by James Taylor off of Gorilla. Followed by Shriek, by Hozier off of his semi-new EP, Nina Cried Power. That's probably my favorite track off of that EP. And yeah, it'd been a while since he had released new music, I think since his debut album. But hopefully we'll get a full album from him soon. One of my favorite new artists for sure. And then lastly, my favorite Halloween themed, or you know, Halloween time song, I suppose, Thriller by Michael Jackson, of course. I think that's the best I could have done without getting too cheesy. An incredible song on its own, but I figured if there was a time of year to play it, it would have been this week. So that's about all the time that we have today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to tune in next week, same time, 11 to 12. And yeah, I will send you off with a couple more. But until then, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Here is This Love by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Is this love? Hey, you go.